If you were starting from scratch, building a language, then obviously you'd want it to be completely systematic. You would want there to be no exceptions. Of course, that would make it easy to learn, and it would make it easy to teach to people who wouldn't know it. Well, natural languages don't work that way. They are not totally systematic. And one of the places we can see this at work is in the inflectional system of English. We know that count nouns in English have singular and plural forms, but the plural form is not always the same. Why is that? Why is it that one man, two men, one woman, two women, one dog, two dogs? Well, we know that one of those forms is the regular one, the one with the S on the end of it. That's often called the weak form. And if we make up a brand new noun, like a dinglo, I just made that up. If there were two of them, they would be dinglos. We would just add the appropriate form of the plural. So why are there these other forms that we get with deer, one deer, and two deer with no ending at all? We have to dig back into the history of the English language, and in fact, before it even was the English language. Once upon a time, long, long ago, in fact, over 2,000 years ago, most nouns in the antecedent language of English made its plurals by changing the vowel of the stem. So the man and men form was the normal form. There were various ways in which these stem vowels changed. We now call those strong plurals as opposed to weak plurals. So why do they persist? Why don't we just get rid of all this old rubbish and just put S on the end of everything the way a sensible small child would? A sensible small child says one man, two mans, and later on they learn that not everybody does that, and so they do what the rest of us do and call them men or women. The reason for this is that these forms with strong plurals have been around a long time, and they're very common and they're very frequent. When things are common and they're frequent, they tend to persist in the form that they had before. Whereas when things are infrequent, haven't been around for a very long time, they tend to be regularized more easily.